Check it, 6 minutes past the hour, 6.5 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline USA. My name is Johnny Taco. Of course, this is the Taco Man with my partner in crime, Mr. Dominic Big D Jimenez. Big D, how are you tonight?
Not sick.
Not sick. That's sort of good because if you came in here sick again, you know, you probably got us all sick to begin with. And folks, there was a big flu epidemic or a pandemic around the Sports Byline studios. People are dropping like flies around here, and we're pointing the finger at Big D, Dominic, either Dominic or the chick that works in the office, Jessica, one or the other. They spread the bug all over the place. Bottom line is, lots of things to talk about in the world of sports tonight. And I'm going to bring up Aaron Hernandez. You know Aaron Hernandez, my good friend.
Aaron Hernandez, I've learned, is one of those guys you are beyond fascinated with.
It just blows my mind that a guy could have a multi-million dollar contract and blow it to be a gangbanger. I just don't get it, man. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And guess what? He's as ghetto and as gang as you're ever going to get.
You can take a dude out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the dude. I paraphrase there, but you've got the gist.
Okay, you took Pablo Sandoval out of San Francisco. He had some things to say this week, and we'll talk about that, huh?
Yeah, Pablo, he did not make any friends. He did not make any new friends. He lost a lot of fans in San Francisco.
But the bottom line is, you know, the bottom line is he's playing for Boston now, and he's got to play loyal to the Beantown crowd. And back there, they're touchy as far as, you know, you're my guy. You know what I'm saying? You're with Boston. You're a Beantown guy. So the bottom line is, you know, he's got to divorce himself from the Giants, but I think he did it a little bit harshly.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. That's the nature of sports. But, yeah, we'll get into it. He could have handled it better.
Golden State Warriors continuing to kick ass.
Absolutely. Big winners over the Knicks tonight. Steph Curry's birthday. Got a double-double. No big deal.
Man, what happened to the legacy? We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. The legacy of the New York Knicks is just like, I mean, back to the Willis Reed days before you were born. You know what I'm saying? This was a super franchise, man. And then when Don Nelson got there, it was like a win, baby type of attitude. And then from that point forward, they sort of like floundered.
Over the last 10-plus years, it's been bad management. They have a terrible salary cap situation.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking sports, combat sports next. We're talking NFL, NBA, a little baseball, golf, you name it. We're talking tiddlywinks if you want to. 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America, this is Sports Overnight America.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is definitely a difference in the water you drink. How do I know? I ran out of Alchemy Water, and I haven't had it in a couple of days. Guys, ship me my water, straight up. Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. I ran out Wednesday. Dominic, I'm not too happy about that, but we're talking combat sports, of course. The UFC 185 is still in process as I speak, but earlier this evening, Sergey Kovalev stopped Jean Pascal in an epic war for the WBO, WBO, WBA, and IBF light heavyweight championship. Of course, the pressure, Sergey Krushev, now 27-0, one draw, 24 KOs. A spectacular 8th-round TKO win over former WBC champion Jean Pascal, a Canadian with a tan, 29-3-1, 17 KOs. It was at the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Of course, the center that Georges St-Pierre, the great MMA fighter, owned for so long. But the bottom line is, both guys came out fighting, throwing shots back and forth, and Kovalev, he looked beatable to me. I'm serious. He looked beatable for the first time in his entire career. Tonight, he looked beatable. I saw there was a plan to beat Sergey Kovalev, and it was probably with the right-hand counter. He just drops that left jab. He's sloppy with the left jab, and he was countered tonight a couple of times by Pascal. And if Pascal was able to punch, he might have been able to do some serious, serious damage. A little injustice in the co-main event. I got to tell you. You know, rarely in boxing do you have a guy that everybody likes. I mean, everybody likes Steve Cunningham. He's former Marine, Steve USS Cunningham, former Cruiserweight champion, now 28-7, 13 KOs, of course. He lost a decision tonight to a guy named Vyzar Glazgov. He's 20-0 now with a draw and 12 KOs. I'm telling you, it was a sham. I mean, he's sort of like, took the elevator, but got the shaft. I'm telling you, the kid won the fight. And when you looked at the body language afterwards, I mean, the Russian team, they knew they had lost. These people from the former Soviet Republic knew they had lost. There was no doubt about it. They had lost. Their promoter had the look on their face. You know, we lost. The body language wasn't there, okay? And the body language in the Cunningham corner, Cunningham's mother's jumping for joy. Everybody's having a good time until they announce these scores. 116-112, that's 8-4 in rounds. That didn't happen. 115-113. That's 7-5 in rounds. That didn't happen either, at least not this way. And again, 116-112 for Glazkov, who is still unbeaten at 20-0. Now, the big win, the big news this week, of course, is the announcement of Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, the epic bout that's going to take place May the 2nd at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, live on Showtime and HBO pay-per-view. The cable entities have reached some type of agreement where they're both going to broadcast the fight. But the bottom line is everybody's making money here. Including the guys selling the programs. Because I'm telling you, somebody told me that a cheap seat's going for like $4,000. $4,000. Anyway, no, I'm not talking about off scalpers. Like buying one. It's like $4,000. Holy cow. And the place sold out in a minute. So that told me that the other casinos in Las Vegas, they bought all the tickets. There'll be very few tickets to the public, per se, as far as this mega event's going to take place May the 2nd. Expect many closed-circuit ventures all around Las Vegas showing the big fight. Of course, Manny Pacquiao, the humble kid from, you know, General Santos City in the Philippines, sold newspapers, sold gum. I mean, had the fight in order to eat. And when you looked at some of those young pictures of him, 16, 17 years old, he's been boxing now for 20 years, okay? But when you look at some of those pictures of him, I mean, he looked like Mr. Malnutrition, Mr. Concentration Camp himself. Not that way anymore. Rocketed through a bunch of divisions. I mean, he won a title at 112, what, 118, 122, 127. I mean, he went all over the place. Went all the way up to 147 and won a special title, like at 152 pounds. So he's done all kinds of good stuff. But that was in days gone by. And he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Money Mayweather. Not my favorite guy, but the bottom line is he hasn't been hit but like four or five times in the last 10 years. I mean, the guy's remained unbeaten for like 20 years now. 1996, he lost a fight in the Olympics. It was a very controversial decision. That was the last fight he's lost. And he lost, he may have come close to losing a fight with Jose Luis Castillo early in his career, but he rectified that with a dominant performance in the rematch. Money Mayweather, like him or not, he's the guy. 47-0, he's going to be the favorite in this fight, probably a 2.5 or 3-1 favorite over in the Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao is left-handed. That's going to give him a bit of an advantage, I think, over Floyd Mayweather. But speed, I think fight's going to boil down to speed. And if Manny Pacquiao can cut the distance, he's got a chance to win this fight. If he can't cut the distance, he gets beat up on the outside. And you know what? You get beat up on the outside long enough, you've got to take a chance to run in. And when he runs in is when he gets clipped and probably is going to get put away. So I see Mayweather winning this fight. I would like Manny Pacquiao to win this fight. Not that I'm an anti-Floyd Mayweather type of guy, but I just think that it would add more to the sport of boxing if Manny Pacquiao was carrying the mantle as the best fighter pound for pound in the world and not Floyd Mayweather. Speaking of the best fighter pound for pound in the world, we're talking Anthony Pettis, of course, and Rafael Dos Anjos in UFC 185. That'll be later in the show. Straight up, this is your combat sports update. Talking boxing only, this segment, of course, the UFC and more to come up later on Sports Overnight in America. Next up, we're talking NBA, but straight up, alchemy water. There is a difference in the water you drink. I know, because I haven't had any since Wednesday, okay, and I'm not feeling Pedro. So the bottom line is the suppliers need to get that water in the mail, the UPS to Pedro, straight up, a couple of cases. You know what I'm talking about. You guys are bagging on this. But Alchemy Water has got it going on. It's the greatest stuff you can imagine. I love it. A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Alchemywater.com, a proud sponsor of Sports Overnight America, the combat sports update. This is Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, American Forces Radio. Wow, the cable radio network channel 2, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I can go all over the place. The bottom line is you tune to the only live national show on sports right now all across America, and we'll come to you from the city of by the bay, San Francisco, California. This is SportsByline.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the youth leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com. And in the coupon code box, type in PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
NCAA basketball, number one ranked Kentucky, a winner tonight. Still going to look good. I'm telling you, they're the team that's going to take it all. 91-67 winners over Auburn. Villanova whooped over Xavier, 69-52. Purdue came up short against Wisconsin. Wisconsin, another good-looking team in the, as far as the finals are concerned. Wisconsin coming up with a 20-point 71-51 winner. And straight up, that is NCAA basketball. Back to the NBA. Big D, what's up?
As we mentioned earlier, the Warriors 125-94 winners over the Knicks. The Pacers lose to the Celtics 93-89. And the Wizards with an important win 113-97 over the Sacramento Kings. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Let's talk about the Warriors. The Golden State Warriors, still the best team in basketball. You talked about them stomping ass tonight. I mean, I heard that the coach was going to put some of his players on the bench. So did he even play his best team tonight or what?
Tonight, yes. Last night, he did not play Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, and Bogut. He rested a lot of guys last night. And you know, Steve Kerr played and was an assistant, I believe, under Greg Popovich for the Spurs. And you actually see Popovich do that all the time with Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan. So influences from the San Antonio Spurs, you're seeing that translate to Steve Kerr as a head coach. I love it. He's looking big picture, especially with a guy like Bogut, who has a history of being more fragile than a piece of china.
31-point winners tonight over the New York Knicks. We talked about the demise of a destiny, in fact, the demise of a dynasty. We're going to talk about the demise of a dynasty a little bit later with the San Francisco 49ers. But the Warriors, they look like they are the team to beat. And you know what? I got to give you props, Dominic. You said the Warriors are going to do great early on. I said, okay, and then a couple of guys said to me, you know, they're a mediocre team. You guys are only playing them up because, you know, they're Northern California. But guess what? The numbers speak for themselves.
Numbers speak for themselves. They are a damn good team, the best team in the NBA. And the big factor, I didn't even see this coming, is how impactful Draymond Green has been for the Warriors. He's basically a Swiss Army knife. He guards point guards, shooting guards, small forwards, power forwards, and centers. The guy does it all, and he's going to get paid, hopefully by the Warriors, but he's going to get paid this offseason. Draymond Green, fantastic season.
Okay. Let's stick with the Warriors a little bit. MVP, of course, I like Mr. Curry, but there's other people that say that James Harden is going to be the MVP. Mr. Who'd you think last – who were you talking about last week that was having a good run?
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
From the Oklahoma City Thunder, basically getting it done, trying to keep the Thunder in the playoff picture without Kevin Durant. He re-injured his foot.
Is Durant sort of like – is he damaged goods now? I mean, he seems to be getting hurt quite frequently.
I wouldn't say that. His injury, it's the same injury. He had surgery on his foot in the offseason, and then this re-injury was to the same foot. There was a problem with the screws and whatever they put in his foot, so they had to readjust it. So I wouldn't say he's damaged goods. It's not like he's...
They're putting screws in his feet and he's not damaged goods?
Well, I'm talking about in terms of... like Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is damaged goods. He's hurt both knees, torn ACLs, torn meniscus. That's damaged goods. I don't think Kevin Durant, he played fine until the foot got re-aggravated. How do you think Kevin Durant's fine?
Kevin Durant, of course, is the man that signed for all that money, and he's represented by Roc Nation Sports. And, of course, Jay-Z and those guys, and they're breaking into boxing. They're throwing their money around boxing. They just signed Andre Ward. And who else did they sign? But they signed John Jordan. They signed a couple other names. But, you know, they're signing these guys to contracts, and they've got money in order to sign them to these bonuses. But they can't get them any fights, Dom. And it's sort of like, why would you sign on with a new guy? In other words, you know, Andre Ward's had all his problems to begin with. We're off subject. But Andre Ward's had all his problems to begin with. And to sign on with a sports promoter of other sports that has never had the ability to promote a boxer before, I just don't know if that was a smart thing to do.
I think part of it is they're looking at the marketing aspect of it, too, not just the boxing. Because having a guy like Jay-Z promote you, whether it's, I don't know, whatever, your watches, shoes, clothes, whatever it might be, you've got that, and I don't think that's necessarily something you see often in the world of boxing and combat sports in terms of that kind of marketing.
So sticking with Jay-Z, do you think Jay-Z is going to throw concerts together with boxing shows? Because he doesn't have a big enough stable to really show a slew of fights. So do you think he's going to try music? Is Al Haymon, I heard Al Haymon's going to do this, but is that what Jay-Z's, you think his future is going to be, rap music and boxing?
I have no idea, but man, that'd be an interesting show. I know that.
Yeah, speaking of your buddy Russell Westbrook, another triple double. Maybe he might be the guy. He might be the guy. Him and Steph Curry. I think those two guys are gonna. I think it'll be in the end. It'll be boiled down to those two guys.
Yeah, James Harden's fading a little bit. His scoring's gone down a few points per game, and that's without Dwight Howard. I think that's what's gonna keep James Harden in the conversation. Is he's doing it without Dwight Howard. In a similar way that Russell Westbrook's doing it without Kevin Durant. But Westbrook, they're, by the way, you mentioned that I called the Warriors having their success this season. I also said the Pelicans were going to be decent. They were going to be pretty good. They're the number 8 team in the Western Conference right now. The playoffs started today. They're in the playoffs. So I just wanted to say that. But they're competing with the Thunder, and Russell Westbrook's doing everything humanly possible to keep the Thunder, get the Thunder into the playoffs.
Formerly the Washington Bullets, now the Washington Wizards. Of course, John Wall had 31 points and 12 assists. The Wizards, you talked about them romping on the Kings. The Kings, why can't the Kings? The Kings can't seem to make it to that next level. What happened to the Kings? All of us, there was a couple of years ago, we were talking about them maybe vying for the NBA title, and then not so much.
Yeah, it's been a while for the Kings since they were good. We'd have to go back to the Bobby Jackson, Mike Bibby, Doug Christie, Vlade Divac, Chris Webber kind of days. It's a talent thing. This season's been terrible with their coaching carousel going on. They fired Mike Malone really early. They've already fired their interim coach, Tyrone Corbin, and now they're on George Karl. So you got to see what they're going to do in the next year or two with George Karl and what he's able to bring in terms of developing this team.
All right, let's take it to Mike in Virginia. Of course, Mike's listening, I think, on TuneIn. Mike, you listen on TuneIn.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's up?
Hey, fellas, I'll tell you what. Notre Dame, what can you say? They're probably having the best year ever so far in college basketball. I mean, they just flat out shoot some threes, fellas. And they don't miss. And they happen to be a couple of them are white guys. I mean, they're just awesome. Let's put it that way. If they keep it up, they'll keep Kentucky busy. If they face the finals, which Kentucky should run the table. We know that. No doubt about that. And I'm surprised with Notre Dame, how good they've done this year. I thought they were off and on, but no, I was wrong.
Yeah, you know, when you think of Notre Dame, the first thing you think of is football, not basketball. They've been thoroughly impressive this year, made their first conference tournament final, and then they won it. They beat North Carolina twice this year. One of those was in Raleigh. They've been incredibly impressive. I think they're a team, you know, you kind of said it, they could create some matchup problems for some of these other teams, you know, the Kentuckys, the Wisconsins, even the Virginias of the college basketball. And Notre Dame, I think they might be one of the best teams that nobody's really talking about. I think maybe tonight winning the ACC title, that might change things a little bit.
So who's going to be, Russell Westbrook or Stephen Curry?
Excuse me?
Who's going to win the NBA MVP? Is it going to be Russell Westbrook or Stephen Curry?
No doubt, James Harden is probably going to win.
Why do we know you were going to say that?
I don't know, because I feel like I'm usually right.
here we go.
Yeah, one day. Baby, I'm in the AA college basketball. I used to play. But listen, some NBA, fellas. San Antonio is the team that people don't talk about, but they're still there. Tony Parker, to me, is, I mean, face it, the best player that's not MVP.
Yeah.
And, I mean, for real. And I still say San Antonio is tough. Sure, they're going to probably make it squeeze by. But once they're there, you know, Dallas was, you know, was ahead up in the first round last year. After that, they just kicked butt.
Well, here's what's up. If Kentucky doesn't win, okay, if Kentucky doesn't win and Notre Dame happens to beat Kentucky in the finals, I will send you a case of Alchemy water.
Hey, Kentucky's going to sweep, it looks like.
And that's what I'm saying. I only bet on sure things. That's why I'm sticking with Kentucky. Anything else, my brother, before I let you go?
Don't bet against San Antonio and don't bet against LeBron James. The Cavs are the best in the East. Love your show, baby.
Well, of course, thanks you for the call. And the bottom line is on the Cavs, Kyle Irving put up 57 points earlier this week against the Spurs. I mean, holy cow, 57 points. That's the most for any player of the season, I believe, isn't it?
I think it might be, yeah. You know, earlier in the season, you kept asking me, should we panic? The Cavaliers aren't playing. Well, everybody's panicking. I said, relax. They're going to gel. Just give it some time. Now they're storming. They're the number two seed in the East. I think they're the best team in the East. The Cavaliers, I would not want to meet them in the playoffs right now.
He hit line drive three-pointers on I was watching LeBron James. They were line drives. That's the best way I can put it, folks. He sort of forced the ball from like 30 feet out into the basket. And it was amazing. He did it time and time again. He was doing it from the corner. I tell you what, that's the team that's going to beat the Warriors. That's the team right now. If we had to pick a team right now that's really, really gelling, really, really rolling, you have to say the Cavs would probably be a slight favorite of the Warriors if they were to hook up in the NBA Finals today.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I think another team that could beat them are the Grizzlies just because of the size down low. I've said this a lot. Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph, very formidable duo, and the Warriors don't really match up well with that.
Now, you know, 40 years ago, folks, 1975, get this. I'm telling you, it was a fantastic playoffs. We didn't think we were going to win, and the Golden State Warriors swept the former Washington Bullets, now the Washington Wizards, in four games who were extreme underdogs. 40 years later, I think the Golden State Warriors are going to make a run for it, but then again, it's going to be LeBron James. But hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have like people like Jeff Mullins and Rick Barry and people from that 1975 team, Keith Wilkes, Jamal Wilkes, of course, born the UCLA graduate. We've got some great, 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 great players on that team, folks. And hopefully we'll get them all together. And, of course, they're coming out here to celebrate the 40th anniversary of them winning the world championship. 40 years since the Warriors won, and they got the best team in the past 40 years as far as possibility of winning again right now.
Absolutely. I cannot disagree with you at that.
Okay, and Rick Barry, I mean, I heard him on Ron Barr a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that, yeah, the team that's playing right now, the Golden State Warriors, is the best team in basketball without a doubt as far as numbers are concerned. But LeBron and those guys, they're hot. And as I said, when you've got that guy, he is the most dominant player in basketball. You know, I mean, I sort of poo-pooed him earlier in the season. I really did. I'm sorry, man. I poo-pooed the guy. Yeah, he ain't doing that good. Yeah. And I was ragging on him and this and that. And then I sat back there at a friend of mine's house and I watched him put on a display. Like, it was like, whoa. Whoa. I mean, it's just like for a big guy, it was like, whoa. He was and he wasn't even going inside. He was doing it from the outside.
LeBron is the best player in basketball. He might not win the MVP this year, but he's the best player in basketball. He's built like a linebacker and he moves like a point guard. He's a freak. I don't know what other way to describe LeBron James other than he's the perfect build that you would want if you created a basketball player.
You know what's funny is we talked about, you know, these builds of these basketball players and how they've, how can I put this? It used to be big guys were skinny. Okay, now big guys are buff. Shaq sort of brought that into the equation of being big buffed and moving guys out of the middle and this and that. But LeBron, I'm still saying, I don't think I've seen a guy that big hit jump shots that were line drives. They were line, folks. You know what a line drive is? Like hitting, boom, right out of the ballpark. Well, boom, right into the basket. Three-pointers. The guy's amazing. Him against the Warriors in the finals. That would be one hell of a finals for the NBA 2015. Of course, 40 years after the Golden State Warriors, led by one of the greatest players in the history of the game. I'm talking about number 24, Rick Barry. Played for the ABA, played for the NBA, played for the Warriors. Of course, went with the Oakland Oaks. And then, of course, came back to the Warriors and, of course, won that championship in 1975 all by himself. Well, not really all by himself, but the bottom line is, you know, those other guys, what can I say? They were just all Rick Barry's teammates. You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, a whole lot of internet platforms. With the bottom line is, if you'd like to give us a call, we have a toll-free open phone line, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you have ever dreamed of visiting the Irish countryside, now is the perfect time to join YMT Vacations on their 12-day Best of Ireland tour, offering primetime departure dates. Your adventure begins when you arrive in historic Dublin. Enjoy a city tour of all the highlights, including the Bank of Ireland and St. Patrick's Cathedral. Then it's on to the Rock of Cashel, Waterford, Cove, Blarney Castle, and Killarney. Then relax on a scenic drive of the spectacular Ring of Kerry. View the picturesque cliffs of Moher and travel through the beautiful Connemara region to Kylamore Abbey. Next, it's the Giant's Causeway with time to explore the remarkable rock formations, followed by Belfast and a must-see visit to the Titanic Visitor Experience. For reservations and details, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. All this from only $1,399 plus tax and includes hotels, 16 meals, and professional driver guide. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770 or visit ymtvacations.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi there. I need technical support with my phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone provides hands-on support from friendly in-house staff that treat you like a person. For a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Get started today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
Upset in the making. No, take that back. Upset done. Anthony Pettis, considered the best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA in my mind this morning. Guess what? Tonight is a different story. Rafael Dos Anjos, the new lightweight champion, is 155 pounds. We'll talk about that in depth in hour number two right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But the UFC lightweight championship has changed hands. A tremendous upset tonight. Rafael Dos Anjos coming in and taking care of and taking the title away from the man that was thought to be unbeatable, and nobody's unbeatable in MMA, Dominic. I'm talking about there's so many different ways to lose. You know, he lost on points tonight, but there's submissions, there's chokes, there's disqualifications, there's knockouts, there's TKOs. You can get kicked. Good Lord. There's so many different ways to lose. It's hard to stay unbeaten.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. And, you know, it's not quite like boxing where, you know, one lucky punch could win you a fight. One lucky anything in MMA can win you a fight. And Pettis, wow, I'm a little surprised.
Scores are 50-45, 50-45, and 50-45. You know what that means, folks? That means a five-round shutout across the board. That means Anthony Pettis, the reigning champion, the guy that I thought like could walk on water, if anybody could, okay? This guy I thought he could walk on water, man, and he loses the unanimous nod. And I'm gonna defer to Dominic for this name because I know Dominic's got this name down. Her name is Joanna, JEDRZEC. Take that, but EJCZYK. What is that, Dominic?
My guess is gonna be Jedreshik.
Okay, well, she looked pretty good tonight because she just beat the snot out of her opponent. I mean, listen, you've got women doing their thing now. Carlos Barza was thought to be the good challenger, but, you know, Joanna came in unbeaten out of Portland, and now she's the women's flyweight champion. Take that back, a strawweight champion. I think it's 115 pounds. And women in the world of MMA bringing sex in the world of combat sports, Ronda Rousey's the hottest thing going as far as any MMA star is concerned. Sex sells, Tommy.
Yeah, you've got guys that are wanting to see, mainly guys that are wanting to see other guys beat on each other, and then you throw women in the cage. Of course guys are going to want to watch that, especially guys when they're watching people like Ronda Rousey.
Well, Ronda, of course, was super impressive in stopping Kat Zagano in like 12.43 seconds, and Dominic, you could have probably lasted longer with her.
Yeah, I would have employed the runaway tactic, and I think I could have gone 13 seconds.
Now, you know what's funny is that she was in the news again this week, and we got to stay with the hot news item right now. Ronda Rousey was in the news this week. Layla Ali, the daughter of Muhammad Ali, the girl that beat Joe Frazier's daughter, Jacqueline Frazier Lyle, like about 15 years ago back in Verano, New York. I was there at the Boxing Hall of Fame one summer. Okay, she beat her in a pay-per-view bout. I don't know why that was on pay-per-view, but Frazier versus Ali. Ooh, four. Now, she's talking smack about Ronda Rousey, and Ronda said, you know what? And, Layla says, I'm too big for her. Ronda says, size ain't no problem. I'm going with Ronda to kick the snot out of that chick, whether they're boxing or whether they're doing MMA.
Yeah, people forget. She's a judo champ. Ronda Rousey could kick Layla Ali's butt.
She gave me some props one time. I told you I sort of took her on down there in San Jose. I said, you know, standing up, I think I could do okay against you. She goes, but if I got you on the ground, I'd kill you. And she was right. She's a monster on the ground, man. I mean, 12 and a half seconds. Now, you know, it's funny is that in 12 and a half seconds, obviously there was no punishment incurred. I mean, she didn't get hurt or anything like that. So she could actually fight next week.
Okay. What, she took maybe, what, one kick from that opening charge? A kick and a punch, maybe?
Here's what's up. They rapped on the poor chick, Kat Zagano, who was undefeated coming in 9-0. They rapped on her. They said she wasn't a quick enough starter. So she went out there and tried to initiate things to go and went for it, okay?
Oops.
Well, you know, it's oops. When you're fighting the best, you know, it's really tough. And I talked to you about this before, how that Liz Carmouche, the first openly gay UFC fighter, when she took Ronda and slapped her in that chokehold, that rear naked choke, it was over. It was over. No. It wasn't over. Ronda threw her over her shoulder and across the octagon. That was an amazing feat of strength, man. This chick she's incredible. And as far as her fighting Layla Ali is concerned, do you actually think that's a freak show? Do you think they'd probably put that together?
Nah. Layla Ali, I think, despite talking smack, I think she knows better not to get in the ring or cage, however they decide to fight. She knows better than to get anywhere near Ronda Rousey.
Let me tell you about Layla Ali. She was supposed to fight Man Wolf. I mean, Ann Wolf. Ann Wolf looks like a man, so I call her Man Wolf. We joke about it, okay, but she's a very manly-looking chick and hadn't lost a fight since, like, Ronald Reagan was president. But they were in the same weight class, and I asked Layla Ali at a press conference. In fact, it was Mike Tyson's last fight back, I think, in 2006 in Washington, D.C., and she was on the undercard, Mike Tyson and Kevin McBride. And I said to her, what about Ann Wolf? And she goes, who? Ann who? This was the longest reigning champion. So she has a bit of an attitude. Plus, I had her on the show one night. It was 8:30 at night. We're on KNBR. You know what she said to me? It's sort of past my bedtime, you know. Can we get this over with in a hurry? I told her on air, we can terminate this conversation right now. And she goes, huh? I said, well, yeah, we can just terminate this right now. And she, you know, she didn't get it. I was dead serious, man. The bottom line is, I think the chick's got a big mouth. I don't think she could lick a stamp if you wet her tongue. I think she'd be living off daddy's name, more power to her, all that kind of good stuff. Okay, but her and Ronda Rousey, I just don't think that is the way to go. Now, let's go through the official UFC 185 results since I'm doing that. Johnny Hendricks, a winner tonight. Of course, the former welterweight champion, 170 pounds, lost to Rory McDonald's, I believe, and Robbie Lawler. And now he defeated Matt Brown, now unanimous night across the board, 3 rounds of zip, 30-27. In a heavyweight bout, Alistair Overeem, also known as Overroy, defeated Roy Big Country Nelson. And evidently they've been testing Overeem over and over again, these random tests, because he's one of them steroid cheats. And we'll talk about that in hour number two, folks, as Renzo Gracie. That's right. When you think of Gracie, either you're thinking 1950s sitcom television, Gracie Allen and George Burns, or you're thinking the Gracies of the MMA world, okay? And Renzo Gracie said this week, and I'll talk about it in hour number two, that the entire UFC is on steroids. So we're going to talk about that big time in hour number two. But tonight, the roided one, Alistair Overeem, the former Strikeforce heavyweight champion, was the winner of a Roy Big Gut, Big Country Nelson, 30-27 across the board. Some of the other fights on the board, I wasn't all that impressed with everything, but when Fight Pass opens up these UFC events. They go for a couple of fights on Fight Pass. There's some website they've got where they charge you like $10 a month. Nobody I know buys it, and you steal it off the internet off some European site. Then they got the preliminary card on FX cable. Then you have to switch to pay per view at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. The UFC is confusing, folks, and that's just the way it is. But UFC 185 in the books, and the former champion is Anthony Pettis. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Hello to all the troops out there. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. At Sports Byline USA, that's the Twitter thing. And if you want to call us on the Skype line, it's Sports Byline 2. Sports Byline 2, if you want to call us on the Skype line. Straight up, we're talking sports up until the next hour and 15 minutes right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way to the youth leagues. Go to PHBAT, that's PHBAT.com, and in the coupon code, type in PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
Wow, we're talking NCAA basketball. Oregon come up way, way, way short against Arizona. Arizona looking good this year, 80-52 winners, and that was at Arizona. University of North Carolina came up way, way short as far as advancing, as far as doing their thing. They were number 10. They placed North Dakota was number 11. Notre Dame was number 11. Notre Dame was winning. Of course, Notre Dame looking good, 90-82. The bottom line is Xavier came up short against Villanova, 69-52. That is the NCAA. Let's go to Dominic for the NBA.
A battle of bad teams. The Nets beat the 76ers, 94-87. The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies, 96-83. And the Jazz beat the Pistons, 88-85. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Let's talk money. We talk money on the show. Of course, we all made money during the NFL. I made in the NFL season, I grossed like, I think, $440. When I say gross, because, you know, you really don't talk about the money you spent on beers and sodas and all that kind of good stuff, but made $400 this year. Zach made some money on this one. Did you make any money?
Yes, sir. Of course.
And speaking of money, and I have problems with this guy's name, Big Roethlisberger. Big Ben, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, signed this huge, huge contract. Of course, he was previously making like $11.6 million, supposed to get it this year. He's going to get a new deal that's worth $87 million in new money. Holy cow. I mean, he was already guaranteed $60 million. Where is this going?
In terms of where is this money coming from?
Is he really worth that kind of money? He hasn't taken him to any Super Bowls, has he?
Big Ben has won two Super Bowls.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected on that.
And he had career highs in passing yards and touchdowns last year.
Good enough. Stand corrected on that one. So now that you're trying to tell me pound for pound he's the best quarterback in football?
No, I didn't say that. But he's a damn good quarterback.
Speaking of quarterbacks, is Colin Kaepernick is going to school down there in Arizona with the Kurt Warner, the former Heisman. Was he Heisman Trophy winner?
No. Kurt Warner, former NFL MVP.
Okay. Bottom line is, do you think that's going to come to fruition? Could that make him a good quarterback?
I have no idea, and I haven't heard anything about it at all, which is a little interesting. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you've heard a lot about the 49ers thing. It all came out on Monday, Dominic. Let's go down the shopping list.
All right, let me grab my shopping list right here.
Let me tell you, because it was all bad news for the SF 49ers this week. I think, is Frank Gore history?
Frank Gore signed a contract with the Indianapolis Colts. So Frank Gore's gone. Patrick Willis retired at age 30. Justin Smith likely to retire. He's a defensive end. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Chris Culliver, starting defensive back. He signed a deal with Washington. Oh, wait, Mike Iupati, starting offensive lineman. He went to Arizona. But we're not done yet. Parrish Cox, other starting defensive back, signed with Tennessee.
So what are you trying to tell me then? The 8-8 team that I predicted would go like 2-12 or some 2-14, something like that, is probably going to go 2-14?
No. There's still plenty of talent on this team. They've brought in Darnell Dockett, Reggie Bush, Sharice Wright, and Torrey Smith, which was a really nice move.
We talked about Reggie Bush getting cut from the Detroit Lions, okay? I mean, the bottom line is he's not hitting that hole anymore. And I talked about that with Roger Craig, how I used to watch Roger Craig and those guys train down there in Redwood City back in the 49ers heyday, okay, as far as the early Super Bowls were concerned. But when Roger Craig couldn't hit that hole, okay, it was over. You know what I'm saying? It was over for him as far as a career is concerned. I think Reggie Bush has hit that point. He came. Listen, the guy turned pro in 2006 or 2007. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's been around a while.
Yeah. But part-time duty with Carlos Hyde as more of a passing down running back, I like the move. It's nothing flashy. Obviously, the name is flashy, but Reggie Bush at this point in his career is just complimentary. I think it's a nice move.
Best thing Reggie Bush ever done in his life was bang Kim Kardashian or what?
He air quote, won a Heisman and a national championship, but those kind of disappeared.
1-800-878-7529. That is 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America. That is our toll-free phone number for the next hour and 5 minutes or so. We could talk sports. Of course, combat sports, USC in action night, boxing in action night. Cactus League is going on. Major League Baseball is about to roar for 2015. The season's just right around the corner. The teams are playing each other, split squads, all that kind of good stuff. So we're going to talk about that in detail, in depth in hour number two. We'll also talk in hour number two in depth about the steroid issue. Are you surprised that Renzo Gracie came out and said that everybody in the UFC is on steroids except his two guys?
With essentially the amount of news reports I see, oh, so-and-so tested positive for steroids after a fight at UFC, blah, blah, blah. I'm not surprised.
Here's what I don't understand, okay? Is that if Dana White sees the president of the UFC, and he sees these guys come in with bodies looking like, they're 37 years old, like Hector Lombard. I got a picture of him up on the website, ringtalk.com. But when you have a body like it's an incredibly cut body and you're 37 years old, something is amiss. You hear what I'm saying? Something is amiss. And Dana, what is Dana White? Is he winking at these guys or what? I mean, come on, when a guy goes in the ring looking like some of those guys look or like some of those chicks that need to shave, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know they're taking performance-enhancing drugs.
How, I'm going to ask you a quick question. How did you open this segment?
Talking about drugs.
No, you opened this segment talking about money.
Money.
It was money. That's all Dana White sees.
Did you think so, huh?
I think so, yeah.
But won't this eventually, he's got a $1 billion product right now and is growing rapidly all around the world. UFC, the Ultimate Fighter in India, the Ultimate Fighter Australia, Ultimate Fighter Ireland, the UK, I can go on and on, okay? So what I'm trying to say is it's the fastest growing sport per se in the world, but it's a $1 billion entity. But I think if you tarnish it enough with enough bad steroid stuff, I think some of the people are going to say, you know, we don't want to watch steroid monkeys.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, imagine watching two steroid monkeys try to beat the living daylights out of one another.
See, but what you don't get and you don't understand is the punishment that can be given but to a guy a guy that's on steroids.
I understand.
We're not bitting baseballs, Dominic.
I'm fully aware.
We're not golfing anymore. You know what I'm saying? We're hitting people and we're like permanently trying to injure them. And guess what? Uh-huh. There's a great chance that if you can recover cardiovascularized in 15 seconds instead of a minute and a half, you've got an advantage over the guy coming out there for the next round.
I completely agree. I completely understand that. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just saying people love the USC because it's the closest thing to a gladiator sport that we have that you're probably going to get. And people are going to want to see guys that are, you know, recovering quicker that can last a full five rounds beating the hell out of one another.
Bottom line is, folks, the most iconic figure, the spider, Anderson Silva, tests positive not for one steroid, for two steroids. We're going to get into that a little bit in hour number two. Of course, the future of the San Francisco Giants without Pablo Sandoval. What's going to happen? You know, Casey McGee, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line, you want to give us a call if you're listening from around the world? You do so on your PC. Sports Byline 2, that's the Skype line, sports byline 2. You are tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Johnny Taco, Big D Dominic Jimenez here for another hour. Assyria and Pete in the other room. The bottom line is we got it going on. Bad company for another hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Netizens around the world, Planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite on the Information Radio Network. for final landing here pretty soon. By the way, I'm a little disappointed the mayor did not call upon us, Mayor Bloomberg or Governor Cuomo.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufactured. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now.
Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Six and a half minutes past the hour, this is Sports Byline. Sports Byline, of course, the premier sports network in all of America and around the world. Of course, we are in 160 countries via the fabulous internet at sportsbyline.com. We're live around the world on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, the American Forces Radio. I want to say hello to all the troops out there and people, you know, dedicating their lives for this country all around the globe. Got to give them some props each and every time we go on the air. The bottom line is we have open phone lines. We're talking sports for the next hour. 1-800-878-7529. Bad company, I can deny. Bad company? No. Good company. For the next hour, open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Big D, Dominic Jimenez, what's on the plate this hour?
We got NFL, we got MLB, and we got a close to correct pronunciation, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Okay, and today in sports history, I got to mention this, 1845, the first baseball team ever to organize itself, the New York Knickerbockers organized themselves and adopted rules as far as baseball was concerned. That was back in 1845. Lord, we're talking history, we're talking sports, we got NFL, Pablo Sandoval still to come, the Major League Baseball situation going on. Of course, the Cactus League is going on, and well, maybe even squeezing a little bit of golf we get some time. But the bottom line is lots of stuff to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Real quick, combat sports. We're not going to do it in the next segment. We're talking Aaron Nendez, but combat sports coming up later in the show. The UFC Lightweight Championship changes hands. Anthony Pettis dethroned tonight by Rafael Dos Anjos. A huge upset in the world of MMA. No question about it. A huge upset. And Carlos Sparks got lit up by a girl who... What was her name again?
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Yeah, you can't say it either. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Check the clocks, 12 minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, the Taco Man behind the helm here. To my left, the great Big D, Dominic Jimenez. Dominic, we're talking Aaron Hernandez, of course, the tight end that's in all kinds of trouble. Have you been following the trial at all?
Not at all. I'm done with Aaron Hernandez. Just don't care at this point.
You know, but you have to listen. It's headline news, and in fact, this trial is going on. And I think it has some O.J. Simpson type of comparisons. I mean, we've got a major NFL star. Okay, not in a Hall of Famer, but a major NFL star accused of murder. Okay, and he murdered this guy, and at the murder scene, get this, late this week it came into evidence, at the murder scene, which was like a mile from his house, they found a joint, with a blunt, which is a marijuana cigarette that is combined with a cigar, okay, and they roll them together, call them swishers and this kind of stuff, but these are ghetto, I call it ghetto way of smoking weed. Anyway, there was a joint there, and it had the DNA of the victim and of Hernandez. I mean, how the hell is he going to get out of there when there's a joint laying next to the body with his DNA on it?
He wasn't going to get out of it to start with. This is just further burying him.
You know, he was fantastic. Fourth round pick in 2010 for the New England Patriots. Of course, their tight end. Done some great numbers. Played in 10 games 2012, 14 games 2011. I mean, 2012, he only played 10 games. You know, 2013 is when he got into all this trouble. But you look at his stats, man, 175 receptions, 2,000 yards, 11 yards per carry, 18 touchdowns. He wasn't even 24 years old yet, man. And it's gone. It's all dumped because he was a gangbanger. And I'm not throwing this out there as a stereotype. If you listen to this guy's talk and you watch the way he handles himself and this kind of stuff, okay, and about his homies and this kind of, you know, he's a gangbanging MF.
There's no really other way to go around putting it. Yeah,
you are.
He's got to be a sociopath or something. Because I know, Dom, you said you haven't been watching it, but this guy this guy is on trial for his life, and his facial expressions never change. I mean, they're gonna say you're going to jail for life, and he's just gonna sit there and sort of shrug and go. It's weird. It's really weird.
No, at least OJ shows some emotion. I'm especially if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Okay, but outside of that, I mean, there's no emotion here, and the guy's snickering at witnesses. How can you snicker at witnesses? I don't get that.
What the hell's going on out here?
I mean, you're on trial for your life. You're on trial for your life. He's right. Syrian Pete's right. You're on trial for your life, and you're sitting there, and you're giving dirty looks to people in the jury, and you're eyeballing girls in the courtroom and this and that. And I think the only chance he's got on not being convicted, and I wrote about this at ringtalk.com, is to get one of the jurors to intermingle with him personally as far as eyeball to eyeball is concerned and convince that one juror that he can't do it, that he didn't do it, and that'll be the 11-1 hung jury, and then they'll try him a second time and a third time because he's not getting out of this. There's no way about it. And you know what? I don't think he'll ever walk the streets again. Is Aaron Hernandez ever going to walk the streets again as Syrian Pete?
I mean, there's no way, just based off the evidence that we've seen. Of course, we're not sitting in the courtroom. I follow some stuff on Twitter, and I see what I see on Twitter.
Got,
so, I mean, everything is damning against him, but I just don't see. I'm with you, and it's sad because the guy was a talent.
They got the video of him with the Glock in his hand, of the murder weapon, the alleged murder weapon, okay? The Glock was in his hand.
His defense is saying that was a TV remote, and because it's a grainy in-house footage, they can't technically prove it's a Glock. I know what guns look like. You know what guns look like. Being a former cop, it's a Glock.
I got to correct you on that. They weren't saying that it was a remote control. Now they're saying that it was a pellet gun, and that he had a pellet gun in his hand. That's what they entered into evidence as far as Thursday was concerned.
Isn't that where defenses go straight to hell when they start changing their stories? I mean, and you said it too with the OJ thing. OJ showed the emotion. I remember we talked about this last week. As a kid, I was watching that. My mom was hooked on it. I'm 4 years old. I'm watching the OJ Simpson trial, not knowing what's going on. But to this day, I remember the shock on his face when that glove didn't fit.
So, I mean, the bottom line is Aaron Hernandez is a Mexican-American. I mean, he's a great athlete. We're looking up to him, and some people in the hood thought he was a great guy, but he turned out to be a thug. And I think you put it appropriately earlier when you said you could take the boy out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the boy or whatever.
Yeah, it's just there's some things about the way people grow up that you cannot change, and unfortunately that kind of thing is one of them. Very rarely Richard Sherman is probably the first person that comes to mind that's a complete and utter exception to that. But yeah, you grow up in a bad situation, and that bad situation kind of doesn't ever leave you.
I mean, I just don't know what to say. I mean, the guy disrespected him. He did that. That's what he alleged. This is what caused his death. He verbally disrespected him, so he took the guy a mile away from his house. You smoke a final. This is sort of like the mafia. This sort of reminds me of the mob, Santos Traficante, when they took those guys out down there. As far as the JFK assassination was concerned, they invited him to dinner. And then, you know, they smoked a cigar, and then they killed him. They took Johnny Roselli out, cut him up, put him in a barrel, and dumped him in Key Biscayne Bay, okay? But this sort of reminds me of Hernandez. Hernandez smoking a joint with the guy and then killing him. I mean, how can you get how can you blow a joint with somebody and then kill him?
It's like Michael going to the bathroom, getting the gun out of the bathroom stall, and doing what he did in Godfather Part 1.
Bottom line is Aaron Hernandez is headed for prison, no question about that. You are tuned to Sports Byline all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. We have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. We're going to continue the NFL talk to an extent, talk some Major League Baseball before we get to the world of steroids. Steroids ruining the world of MMA. Steroids and MMA? Are you kidding me? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Big D, Dominic Jimenez, and the Taco Man in the house with Assyrian Pete behind the controls here at Sports Byline.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the youth leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com. And in the coupon code box, type in phbat14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
NCAA basketball, why am I even doing NCAA basketball? Because you know Kentucky's just going to run away with this. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, number 13, this is hysterical. Iowa State, oh man. Iowa State beat Kansas 70-66 for the Big 12 title. Of course, Kansas coming in at number 9. The Cyclones coming in at number 13. But the bottom line is it's all about the University of Kentucky, and they're going to win it going away. NBA, what's happening?
NBA, the Warriors 125-94 winners over the Knicks. The Celtics 93-89 over the Pacers. The Wizards 113-97 over the Kings. And in the MLS, San Jose Earthquakes 3-2 winners on the road against the Sounders.
Soccer happening. I mean, I don't know, amateur level it is.
I don't know if it's happening, but in the United States, it's growing for sure. It's warming up.
You know what's funny is I talked about this before. I played soccer in junior high school back in the 70s. Nobody came to our games. Yep. And I was the whitest guy on the team. I'm serious. I'm the only guy that didn't speak Spanish. It was like crazy, okay? But the bottom line is, they're all Hispanics. Now you've got white girls, young little girls, fifth graders playing soccer.
I agree with you, but this has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Okay, bottom line is now we need to go back to the NFL. Aaron Hernandez, you're not an Aaron Hernandez fan. I think this is the most riveting trial going since the O.J. Simpson thing. I'm sorry you're not interested, but tell us what you are interested in, Big D.
I'm talking about NFL free agency. It's weird. You know, a lot of people love the games. I might be a little weird. I love the offseason. I love this kind of stuff. We'll take a look at some of the big names that have made moves. Got to start with Ndamukong Suh, Mr. A Stomp on You, Mr. I don't like you, so I'm going to step on your ankle, Aaron Rodgers. Ndamukong Suh signs a huge deal with the Miami Dolphins. 6 years, $114 million, and $60 million of that, $114 is guaranteed money. Ndamukong Suh got paid. He's going to have no problem paying any fines for the rest of his career at all.
Interesting. Guess who was in the news today?
Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, my buddy Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, he got into a fight.
Yeah, got into a little brawl. Where was that at?
I don't know where it was at, but I know somebody called him a sea chicken. So I'm going to assume it was a 49er fan because I see plenty of that phrase in my 49er, amongst 49er people I know.
You know, I tried to compare him to Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight champion back around 1900 because he grabbed his member and things like that, you know, during fights, during training and all that kind of stuff. And he showed off his incredible girth to people in training, white women especially, okay? And, of course, Marshawn Lynch is the big nut grabber of the NFL. Are they still throwing out fines for that? Come on, man. It's a little silly.
Still? No, and they're not playing, but they have fined him for it, yes.
But you think they've warned him, basically, and they've told him, right?
Yeah, he'll still do it. Marshawn Lynch, you think he cares?
Tell me about the new contract he signed. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch got paid. I don't have the numbers on me, but Marshawn Lynch has a nice deal. He's going to stay in Seattle.
Okay. Speaking of Oakland, of course, the Oakland Raiders, and that's where Marshawn Lynch is from, Oakland, California. Of course, the Tower of Power comes from Oakland as well. The Oakland Raiders making some moves, and evidently, you know, the coach is supposed to be like another one of these, like, how can I put this? Tell him what to do from the front office type of guys. In other words, like the same guy that Jed York brought in. You know what I'm saying? Is that what's going to happen here? Is this coach going to be I'm going to take whatever you have to say and run with it?
No. Jack Del Rio has been a head coach in the NFL. He's been a successful head coach in the NFL in Jacksonville. He was a successful defensive coordinator in Denver most recently. Jack Del Rio is a coach. So,
all right.
So he's going to have his input.
He'll have his input, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, people like the kid's father. I mean, Al Davis's kid, okay?
Mark Davis running
the show, and Bush is running the show. Okay, Reggie McKenzie, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's running the show. Those two guys are calling the shots. The bottom line is I think the coach is a pawn.
Well, he's not a pawn. I can guarantee you he's not a pawn. Most situations, the owner and the GM are the ones calling the shots. Jack Del Rio is not a puppet. He's not obviously not complete control of personnel like Chip Kelly is in Philly. I'll get to that in just a second. But Jack Del Rio is not a figurehead like Jim Tomsula is. The Raiders have gone out. They signed Rodney Hudson to a big contract. He was probably the best offensive lineman on the free agent market. The Raiders, they're ready to make moves.
Ready to make moves, but can they win games? That's what we're talking about. Just win, baby. Can they win?
I think the Raiders could push 500 this year. Yeah.
They haven't had a winning season since 2002, I think. Okay, and that was the last time they went to the playoffs. I mean, I can't think of a team with a legacy, especially the Oakland Raiders, okay, the just win, baby, that's gone like 12 years without having a winning season. That's crazy.
I was going to say the Knicks, but they might have had a winning season at some point in there.
Well, of course, some of the old Oakland Raiders, and I saw some interviews with people like, you know, Willie Brown and people like that say that, you know, this team's better than last year's team. Well, God, last year's team, what'd they win? One game? Two?
They won a few, four.
Did they win four games?
They won three or four games.
Okay, the bottom line is though the Raiders suck.
Yeah, but they'll be better this year.
Better than horrible.
Yeah.
And the 49ers are going where?
I think the 49ers, I don't think they're going to improve, but I think they shouldn't drop off too much.
And the Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl again?
They might. The Seahawks went out and got their go-to guy on offense. They got Jimmy Graham in a trade from the Saints, arguably the second-best tight end in the NFL. It was a very nice trade for the Seahawks. They traded their center, Max Unger, but center seems to be the one position where you can hide a weak lineman. So the Seahawks made a very nice deal getting Jimmy Graham.
Better tight end than Aaron Hernandez?
Yes.
Oh, not an Aaron Hernandez fan here. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. What else is happening in the world of the NFL?
You got to take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles, or should I say the Philadelphia/Oregon Eagles Ducks. Chip Kelly, former head coach at Oregon, is very busy this offseason. I had a shopping list for the Niners earlier. Philly's got a little bit of a shopping list. They trade their all-pro running back, LeSean McCoy. They trade their quarterback, Nick Foles. They let their top wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin, go. They bring in DeMarco Murray from the Dallas Cowboys, very good running back. It's no LeSean McCoy. I'm trying to figure out what it is that the Eagles are doing here. They're making all these moves. Chip Kelly has gone on the record and saying, I'm not trading up for Marcus Mariota. I see it happening.
Okay, back to Reggie Bush, coming to the Niners, of course, released by the Lions. The Lions, Niners are going to pay him a few bucks. And he had an injury-riddled 2014. Is he really going to be that much of a difference? I mean, he can definitely take two defenders with him, the double coverage and things like that. I think he's worthy of that. But like I say, man, when you lose that second, when you're a running back and you lose that second, that millisecond, that's the difference between being an excellent running back and an average running back. And your average in this league is not making it.
GM Trent Baalke for the 49ers has gone on the record and saying he wanted a three-headed monster at running back. So Reggie Bush is not going to be seeing a ton of snaps, barring injury to Carlos Hyde and re-injury to Kendall Hunter. He's going to be part of a rotation, and when you're in a rotation, you can hide deficiencies like that. I'm not too concerned about Reggie Bush.
Smart move to let Frank Gore go. He's been a pro since 2006. He's probably seen his better times. I think he was on the downside. What's up?
You know, it's tough. As a 49er fan, you've got that sentimental attachment to Frank Gore. I grew up watching Frank Gore be the running back for the 49ers, being one of the few bright spots for the 49ers throughout years of just absolute terrible play. But it's hard to commit 3 years of money to a running back who's already past the age of 30. Granted, he ran for 1,000 yards. The fans are going to miss him. But Carlos Hyde, I think he's ready to take that next step and take over Frank Gore. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world.
Marcus Mariota, the Heisman Trophy winner, says he's going to sign with. He thinks he'll end up with the Eagles. You think he's going with the Eagles?
That's what I'm saying. Chip, before you mentioned Reggie Bush, Chip Kelly has said they're not going to move up in the draft to get Marcus Mariota, but I think he's going to do it. It's going to be a huge jump. The Eagles are at 20 right now. They might have to jump up to about 4 and trade with the Raiders to get Mariota. So it's going to cost them quite a bit in terms of the draft.
But he's a franchise player, though. I think he's got the potential to be a franchise player.
I think he could be, and he definitely could be in Chip Kelly's offense, which Mariota ran for a few years at Oregon.
Good enough. You're tuned to Sports Byline Overnight, Sports Byline Weekend Edition Overnight. Of course, this is like, wow, we're like 2:30 in the morning Eastern time. Straight up, we're doing this live from San Francisco. Of course, the city by the bay, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of other stuff happening in the world of the NFL, but at the end of the day, it's going to boil down to, I think, to the Seattle Seahawks, whether they can put together another winning season. I think they're the team to beat, and of course, they came up a little bit short this time, but I don't think so. I think bottom line is, let's look back at that in hindsight. Still a bad move, that last play?
Not really.
Should
they have run it? Yes. But, you know, the Patriots weren't expecting a pass. It was okay. I was okay with the decision. The execution, not so much. The decision, if Ricardo Lockhead catches that ball, Pete Carroll's a genius. So, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Okay. What do you think is going to happen as far as the 49ers situation is with quarterbacks concerned? I understand they signed another quarterback this week, did they? And they're doing the Johnny Manziel thing. They're trying to get a backup quarterback. I thought they had signed somebody this week. Did they, Sirian Pete?
No, they re-signed Blaine Gabbert.
That's what it was, yeah.
There was obviously the rumors going early or late one night. I think it was maybe a Wednesday or Thursday night about Colin Kaepernick maybe possibly being on the block. And one of the teams supposedly interested were the Eagles, which would have been an awesome fit for Colin. But those were quickly, that fire was quickly put out. And then, of course, the Sam Bradford trade to Philadelphia.
How come we haven't heard anything about this big Kurt Warner experiment down there in Arizona? We haven't heard a word about it. Dominic's got his ear to the grindstone every day trying to figure it out. Not a word, not a peep.
You know, I think that might be strategic in a sense. I don't think the Niners want the NFL to know whether or not Colin has progressed or not. I mean, there's so much going on in Santa Clara right now. I mean, that thing is just burning down. They don't need people wondering. Or, I mean, obviously everyone's going to wonder, but they don't need people knowing whether or not Colin's making progress like they hope he is.
Dominic, how does somebody go from being like the best thing? Like, he was like Viagra to quarterbacks. I mean, he was amazing. I mean, they were saying, whoa, he came within 5 yards of winning the Super Bowl. And then he goes to 8-8 and has a subpar year. I mean, how do you go from such a height to such a low in such a short amount of time? Was it the contract? Was it the press releases? Was it Pedro blowing him on the radio? All that money he's making, the tattoos, what?
What it was is, in the NFL, the way this game works is if you're not getting better, you're screwed. And Colin Kaepernick has not gotten much better since that Super Bowl season. And if he's not getting better, defenses are getting more and more looks at him. There's more and more tape on him. There's a book on him. And then the 49ers try to make him what he's not at this point in his career. They try to make him more of a traditional pocket passer, and that's just not where he's at right now.
Okay, the New England Patriots announced they have re-signed defensive tackle Allen Branch to a 2-year pact worth $6.6 million, $3 million bucks a year. Branch, who had signed with the Patriots in the middle of the 2014 season, appeared in 8 games, had 13 tackles, $3 million. That's sort of like an average wage in the NFL, isn't it? $3 million?
Yeah, but when you sign with a team like the Patriots, you're willing to take less money.
Because they're probably going to do something significant.
Because they're that good of a team, exactly.
So we're looking at them to like romp again, take their thing to another level again? Do you think it'll be the Patriots and Seattle duking it out?
Romp again, no. If I had to bet right now, I'd probably put money on the Colts. I like what they're doing in Indy. And the Patriots just lost Darrell Revis. He was their shutdown corner. He just re-signed with the Jets, 3 years, $48 million. $40 million of that's guaranteed. The Patriots, I think they're going to be good. That's just what they do with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But if I had to put money, the Colts, I'd take the Colts out of the AFC.
What about this guy, B.J. Daniels? I mean, the Pete Carroll and the Seahawks call him a quarterback, but he's a wide receiver. I think he'd even run the ball and punt return. Amazing athlete. Amazing, amazing athlete, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, B.J. Daniels was a quarterback in college, if I'm not mistaken, but one of those very athletic quarterbacks that could probably do a little bit of everything, kind of like Denard Robinson from Michigan. He's like a half wide receiver, half running back at Jacksonville at this point.
Okay, we have dumped all over the 49ers in this broadcast because they have done like all these horrible things, and this seems like a franchise headed for disaster, okay? But they did sign cornerback Chris Cook to a contract, a one-year deal, according to the Baltimore Sun. He played six games last season for the Niners, had 129 tackles and 14 passes defended in his career. So he's not all that great of a guy, but the bottom line is the 49ers did have some positivity. They signed somebody this week. They didn't lose everybody. They signed one guy. Straight up, not a good week for the franchise, the dynasty that is and was the San Francisco 49ers. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We're talking steroids. Steroids and combat sports, Big D, you surprised? Bottom line is we're talking combat sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming up, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Discover the culture and charm of the spectacular Emerald Isle on YMT Vacations' Best of Ireland Tour. Offering June through September dates, enjoy guided sightseeing in Ireland's premier cities, including Dublin, Waterford, Cove, Killarney, and Galway. You'll visit Blarney Castle and kiss the Blarney Stone to receive the gift of gab. Drive the Ring of Kerry and Giant's Causeway with Ireland's most famous scenery. You'll see the beautiful Bunratty Castle with its collection of medieval furnishings and marvel at the awe-inspiring 700-foot-high cliff of Moher. Plus, you'll tour Northern Ireland and Belfast with an included tour to the Titanic visitor experience. Prices start at only $1,399 plus tax, and that includes hotel accommodations and 16 meals. Low-cost airfare available too. For all the details, call 1-888-400-5770. Get a true taste of Ireland on this unforgettable 12-day vacation. Call today 1-888-400-5770 or visit ymtvacations.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Why am I saying that? Because I ran out of Alchemy Water Tuesday night. I'm not feeling the same. Straight up, I run the lake about 3 or 4 times a week here in San Francisco. And I need my Alchemy Water. Folks, the corporation's got to get that together. UPS, I need my case of water. Bottom line is Alchemy Water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check it out. Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. UFC 185. Wow. Anthony Pettis, considered the best fighter pound for pound in the world before tonight. Ah! Lost his title to Rafael Dos Anjos. Dos Anjos come in like a 4 or 5 to 1 underdog out of Brazil, of course, and coming with his unanimous nod, 50 to 45, 50 to 45, and 50 to 45. That means 5 rounds to zip. Pettis didn't win a round. Didn't win a round. It wasn't even close. I mean, good Lord. We were thinking that this guy's going to take his game as far as Anthony Pettis in the lightweight championship. We thought he was going to take his game to another level, to like superstar, beyond superstar limits. Iconic levels, okay? And tonight, he loses in a title fight he was supposed to win. But then again, we talked earlier with Big D, there's so many different ways to lose and win in the world of mixed martial arts. The submission, the knockout, the TKO, losing on points, disqualification, man. And, of course, those vicious chokes, the submissions. That's what I think is the difference between that and some of the other combat sports, boxing and, of course, in kickboxing, is that those chokeholds, man. When you slap a chokehold on somebody, with the exception of Ronda Rousey, usually the fight is over. Speaking of, the fight is over with, maybe I'll get Dominic to try this. Dominic, what's Joanna's last name again? Can you give that to me?
Give me 1 second. It's
Yedchaychek.
Yedchaychek.
You know, say it one more time.
Yedchaychek.
Can you say it 10 times?
Yedchaychek, Yedchaychek, Yedchaychek. I'm not even going to bother, but okay, I did it 3 times in a row.
Yeah, you did it, Joe. So Joanna was the winner tonight. She won the Women's Strawweight Champions, 115 pounds, when she knocked out Carla Esparza in the blink of an eye, actually, 4 minutes and 17 seconds into round two. But she lit her up like the White House Christmas tree from the opening bell. TKO 417, round number two. The Women's new Strawweight Champion is Joanna. What's her name again?
Yedchaychek.
Johnny Hendricks is the winner tonight, a former welterweight champion, of course. Taking on Matt Brown, won a unanimous nod across the board. A guy that's been convicted, a convicted steroid freak, Alistair Overeem, defeated Roy Big Gut Nelson tonight, unanimous nod. Those were heavyweights across the board, 30 to 27. And a couple other fights, of course, were on Fight Pass and the preliminary Carlson FX cable. And the preliminary main event was Ross Pearson defeating Sam Stout with a KO and punches. That was a minute and 33 seconds into the round. Now, as far as boxing was concerned, HBO Championship Boxing emanating from the Bell Center in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Of course, the house that Georges St-Pierre used to run. That's right, the former welterweight champion of the UFC, the man that carried the UFC on his shoulders for so many years. And, of course, he's ticked off about the drugs. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Sergey Kovalev was the winner tonight, 27-0. One draw, one very controversial draw. He actually headbutted a guy, or they had an accidental clash of heads, so it shouldn't even be a draw. It should be like a no contest. 27-0-1, 24 KOs. A spectacular 8th-round TKO win over former WBC champion Jean Pascalo of Canada. That was in Montreal, as I said, 29-3. One draw, 17 KOs. But get this. He looks beatable. I'm talking about this monster at 175 pounds, Sergey Kovalev. As I said, the crusher. Call him what you want. Killer Kovalev. He looked beatable tonight. He got hit with a couple of right hands, and I'm saying to myself, you know, Adonis Stevenson, the linear champion, a light heavyweight. A lot of people think that Kovalev's the best light heavyweight in the world. Well, there's only two light heavyweights that matter. I've got the story at ringtalk.com, but there's only two light heavyweights that matter. The world linear champion, Adonis Stevenson, formerly of the Kronk Gym, and Sergey Kovalev. When will they fight? We just don't know. Now, the big news in combat sports, as far as announcements are concerned, and I've got the press conference up on my website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G. T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather set to hook it up May the 2nd. They had the big press conference at the Nokia Theater down in Florida. And in Hollywood, 700 media members attend. The public was not allowed to attend. It's only going to be one press conference. And the videotape of that is up on my website right now, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Floyd to get $120 million. Get this, $120 million. And Manny Pacquiao to get a paltry $80 million. Record purses, but not the greatest fight of all time, folks, or the greatest fighters of all time. Both these guys are way past their peak. Their combined age is like close to 75 years old. And when you get fighters that old, 38 years old is when Joe Louis got knocked out of the ring by Rocky Marciano. 38 years old is when Muhammad Ali got trounced by Larry Holmes. 38 years old is when fighters lose, and lose unexpectedly, and they lose big. And Floyd Mayweather, will he lose on May the 2nd? Probably not. He's the prohibitive favorite going into this fight, about 3.5 to 1 as far as the betting odds are concerned. But the people betting on Manny Pacquiao, I'm talking about the pack nuts, those crazy fools from across the pond. They'll bet every peso they got in the world on Manny Pacquiao to win, no matter what the odds are. And you know what? They've won a lot of fights. But this one, I say they're not going to win this time unless Manny Pacquiao and Stephon Floyd Mayweather's foot, with his right lead foot, him being the left hand. This is the key to the fight. Stepping on Floyd Mayweather's left lead foot and preventing him from running. If he can do that, he's got a chance to win the fight. If he can't, forget it. Now, we're talking steroids. Big time story this week. Renzo Gracie, a member of the Gracie family, I told you, when you think of Gracie, you think Gracie Allen back in the 50s doing television with George Allen, or the MMA family that started it all back in the 1930s. I'm talking about Hielo Gracie and those people, and Carlos Gracie down there. Of course, they formed Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and then they became the Ultimate Fighting Championships as we know it today. Now, Renzo Gracie, a cousin, and he runs the Renzo Gracie Combat Academy out of New Jersey, says this week that all the fighters in the UFC are on steroids. And Dominic, to you, that's not a big surprise.
Not really. Not at all.
It's not to me either, but why should it be a big surprise when you've got guys stepping in the ring looking like monsters?
Yeah, like I said, gladiator sport, hulked up, it's all the appeal. It looks good.
Now, the UFC is going to come up with a drug plan starting in July. We're going to test all 500 and something. I think they've got 525 guys on their roster. So we'll be testing these guys randomly, off competition. But here's what's up. When you test guys randomly, then you sort of find out what they're doing in their personal life. And I don't think these people should be getting into that. If a guy smokes weed in his personal life, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's not performance-enhancing drugs. It shouldn't have anything to do with that. And WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, says if you have these recreational drugs in your system when you're not training, it's not a violation of their drug policy. And I agree with them. What's your take on that?
I've long said if your employer says it's against the rules, then it's against the rules. But you just said one of the major fighting federations says if you're not training and you have it, it's cool. Whatever the rule is, I'm good with it. I really am.
We're in 2015. Texas is about to legalize medical marijuana. Who would ever think that medical weed would go over in Texas? I mean, Texas, like 5 years ago, if you're smoking a joint driving through Texas, you're going to the pen.
And now the cops are going to give you a high five?
No, they're not going to give you a high five, but the bottom line is they can't send you to the pen anymore, okay? Now, of course, Anderson Silva, back to steroids. Anderson Silva, Hector Lombard, all these different guys testing positive for steroids. But Silva, being the iconic figure that he was, the Spider, the undefeated for like 6 or 7 years, world middleweight champion, lost his title to Chris Weidman about a year and a half ago. And, of course, then he got stopped in the rematch where he had his leg broken. And in the recovery, he was allowed to use steroids in order to recover to accelerate his recovery, but it was in his system a month before the fight, and it was in his system the day of the fight. Dominic, you talked about it earlier. The factor, the reason why this fight wasn't put off was money. I mean, if the guy tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs a month before the fight should have been called. Somebody dropped the ball there, and I think they dropped the ball on purpose.
You're completely right. And not only with Anderson Silva, you look at Jon Jones. With the cocaine.
Well, no, see, the cocaine.
It's not performance-enhancing in steroids, but still, he should not have been allowed to fight.
No, here's what's up, though. Here's my thing on the cocaine thing, okay, being a former policeman. It takes 3 days for coke to get out of your system. He obviously did some blow the night before. That's what he said, so he knew he was dirty. He knew he was in trouble when he took the test, when they came to him for this random test in Atlanta, GA. In fact, he was listening tonight on 3WE. John, what's happening? But the fact that his T level was so low, 0.29 to 1, that was his T level on December the 3rd when it should have been 4.0 or 5.0 to 1. So in other words, he has the testosterone level of an 85-year-old man, and he is the world champion. Something's wrong with that equation I just painted.
There you go. That's further proof that they don't care. As long Jon Jones is gonna draw buys, he's going to draw viewers, just like Anderson Silva will. It's all about the bottom line.
You know what, though? But the bottom line is when somebody gets killed in combat sports and they allude that this person that killed him was on steroids and this net, the sport's done. I'm telling you, when Benny Perrette was killed by Emil Griffith back in 1962, boxing was taken off television. In fact, until Ali came back and really brought the heavyweight division to note 3 or 4 years later, boxing was off TV for a while. I mean, there were the Friday night fights, but people weren't going out of their way to do boxing anymore. Mm. And I think if they continue down the same road with the UFC, I think people are going to say, you know what? We don't want to watch it.
I think that could completely happen.
Okay. Some of the upcoming UFC events, of course, we've got UFC Fight Night. That's March the 23rd. That's coming to you from Brazil, April the 4th. They're going to Fairfax, Virginia. And then they go to Poland. Man, is this a worldwide sport or what, Dominic? April the 11th, they go with Gabriel Gonzaga and Mirko Krokop in a rematch of a fight. I think it took place back in the Pride days, like 8 or 10 years ago. But that's going to be in Poland. Then they go to Newark, New Jersey for Logan Machida and Luke Rockhold. The UFC on Fox, April the 18th. April the 25th, they return to the Bell Center, the house of George St. Pierre, built in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, to play host to the HBO Championship Boxing Night. T.J. Dillashaw, Renan Brio, two of the rematch. Frankie Edgar and Uriah Faber going in the Manila. Take it back. Poseidon, the Philippines at the Mall of Asia Arena, May the 16th. I mean, good Lord, man. No other sport is making jumps and leaps and bounds like this. No other sport.
No. You're right. You're completely right.
I mean, I keep going here. Wait, so I'm not done. Okay, then we go back. They're going back to Brazil for Jones and Johnson. Anthony Rumble Johnson going to hook it up with John Jones, the aforementioned John Jones of Atlanta GA, UFC 187. That's going to go down May 23rd at the MGM Grand. Then UFC Fight Night is going to be in Brazil. That's UFC Fight Night 67 on Fox Sports 1, May the 30th. Then we go to New Orleans, then back to Mexico City for Cain Velasquez, the Mexican-American World Heavyweight Champion, taking on the interim champion. I'm talking about Fabrice Werdum. And Velasquez is a superstar in the making. And, I mean, if he goes down there and does this thing in Mexico, you know, we knew a few years ago when we looked at the numbers as far as MMA and boxing was concerned, when Showtime shared these numbers with me, they said there was more Hispanics listening to watching MMA percentage-wise. There were more people watching boxing. Well, there were more Hispanics percentage-wise watching MMA than there were boxing. The Latinos are catching on to this, and Cain Velasquez is going to be the lightning rod.
Well, the Latinos are catching on because some of the biggest names in MMA are Latino.
And of course, in the fights, all this stuff started down there in Brazil. Speaking of the last Brazilian champion before we go to the break, UFC 189, July the 11th, MGM Grand Arena, Conor McGregor, my buddy, taking on Jose Aldo, the last Brazilian champion before tonight, of course. Jose Aldo, 145 pounds, the featherweight champion. July the 11th, taking on Conor McGregor, UFC 189, the main event. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Big D, Assyrian Pete, and Johnny Taco in the house.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way to the youth leagues. Go to phbat.com, that's phbat.com, and in the coupon code type in PHBAT14 for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat.
NCAA basketball, why am I even doing this? Okay, Kentucky romped all over Auburn tonight, 91-67. Villanova topped Xavier, 69-52. And Oregon came up short against Arizona. That was 80-52. What's happening in the NBA?
NBA, the Nets beat the 76ers 94-87. The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 96-83. And the Pistons lose to the Jazz 88-85. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Pablo Sandoval, El Tubbo, El Octubre, missing your Octubre. Call him what you want. The fat guy, the panda. Bottom line is, he's in Boston. He's talking some smack.
Pablo officially is losing fans faster than he has ever lost weight. Pablo, during this week, says, I only miss Bruce Bochy and Hunter Pence. Aubrey Huff, his former teammate on that 2010 team, he goes, Pablo has always been a me guy. He's always been narcissist, a diva, everything like that. Pablo replies to Aubrey Huff, who's Aubrey Huff? Check it out, Pablo. Aubrey Huff played in that 2010 World Series. Pablo, you didn't really do anything to help win that World Series in the playoffs.
No, but
I don't think he can. He's not in a position to be throwing that kind of barb at Aubrey Huff.
I think he can throw whatever he wants around. I think he sort of laid it out to everybody this week that as far as money was concerned, he felt the Giants had insulted him. They didn't give him enough money to offer him enough money. He didn't want him to stick around enough to like give him a significant offer earlier in the year or before the season started. And he said he made up his mind a long time ago. You were right. You were dead right. You made up his mind a long time ago to Boston.
You know what? That's fine. It's just Pablo, you're gone. You're in Boston. You got your money. Great. Just shut up. Leave it at that. He didn't even have to reply to Aubrey Huff. Aubrey Huff, very opinionated. He could have said his thing. You know, Pablo's a diva. And you know what? Gregor Blanco, who is one of Pablo's biggest buddies on the team, one of his biggest supporters, he replied, said, A, Pablo's replaceable. Casey McGee's a great guy. B, Aubrey Huff was right in calling Pablo a diva and a me-first guy. And three, he hopes Pablo apologizes, particularly to the fans, because they did so much to support Pablo over his tenure in San Francisco.
Senior October, I think he did enough. I think he did his thing. And the bottom line is I think he deserves props. He deserves to go wherever he wants. And as far as him talking smack about San Francisco, I think it's good because guess what? San Francisco is probably not going to be in the news this year as far as the Giants win another World Series concerned. I'm going to predict that right now. I think the Giants will come in at third place. What do you think?
I say they are another wild card team.
Another wild card
team?
They
win a wild card spot again.
Good enough. You've been tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Johnny Taco, folks. Of course, we do this each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. The great Dominic Jimenez. Big D, solid performance tonight, man.
Thank you, thank you. It was solid. Nice to get off the injured reserve.
Yeah, he's been sick for 2 weeks. He's dogged me, and then Zach Attack Young got sick tonight. Assyrian Pete's in the other room trying to put things together. Yeah! What can I say? The guy sitting in front of this mic is Johnny Taco, the alter ego of Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I host Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour, and then Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. And then I go on to SiriusXM Satellite Radio Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. Bottom line is, my show is everywhere, and you can take any of the shows on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network anywhere you go around the world by downloading the iHeartRadio app. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the free app, and guess what? Take any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go on your PC, your tablet, or your smartphone. Bottom line is, we got it going on. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.